Following a month of debate and discussion, a long ride by horseback to Washington, D.C. provided the backbone for a new state in the Union, the Ohio Constitution, in this Ohio Bicentennial Minute. Not everyone was eager for Ohio to become a state, in part because they knew they'd have to pay higher taxes. But a number of men in the Scioto Valley, including a Virginian named Thomas Worthington, believed the time was right to move ahead. Worthington and 34 other delegates to a convention drafted a state constitution in November 1802. Under the terms of the Northwest Ordinance, the United States Congress had to approve the document before Ohio could officially join the Union. So Thomas Worthington placed the new constitution in his saddlebag and began the long journey over the mountains to Washington, D.C., where he lobbied for its approval. Congress finally obliged on February 19, 1803. On March 1, 1803, when the General Assembly created by the Constitution met for the first time, Ohio officially became the nation's 17th state. But before that momentous occasion could take place, a man and his horse and a fragile document had to make a long journey from Ohio to the nation's capital.
This Ohio Bicentennial Minute was produced by WMUB, Miami University Public Radio, with support from the Ohio Humanities Council. More information is online at www.wmub.org.